to this week's episode of my podcast, Believe It, Pursue It. What do you really believe in? And why does it even matter? How many times, if any, have you paused for a minute to reflect upon your life's strongest beliefs? How many times have you questioned why you believe in something and where does this belief originate from? In this podcast, we're going to explore the power of beliefs and the belief system and its impact on our lives. In other words, why do our beliefs matter? And what difference does it even make in the shaping of our personalities? But before we start, I'd like to clarify what I mean by beliefs. I'm not talking about the I believe in God or I believe in you type of beliefs. Don't get me wrong, these are beliefs too. But what I want you to think about when we're talking about your beliefs is pretty much every single perception you have of the world around you. How you interpret yourself, your loved ones, the entire society you're part of, the whole world really, and also your understanding of how things operate and should operate. And these perceptions group together form what we call your belief system. These perceptions of yours are powerful as they heavily influence who you are. They influence how others see you and how you want them to see you and define the way you think, operate, work, and take any of your life's decisions. You're not naturally born with beliefs and a certain belief system, but it's rather something that was shaped and transformed during your upbringing. Can you maybe guess what the most important years of shaping one's beliefs are? You may think you shape your beliefs during adulthood, when you actually really know what's happening in the world. Your level of comprehension of information around you is high, and the experiences you have shape your beliefs too. That may not be entirely wrong, but it's not entirely right either. Beliefs are part of your identity. They're part of who you are, how you make decisions, why you make certain decisions, and how you prioritize actions in your life. And like every single part of your entire identity, which defines who you are as a person, they begin to form at a very early stage, during your childhood. Children develop a self-identity, in other words, who they believe themselves to be, and begin to form relationships through play and peer relations, which contribute to their emotional, social, and cognitive development. Getting in touch with their own identity can foster children's self-esteem and build a foundation for future relationships with others. Childhood is an important period of mainly social development, particularly in the formation of social identity or a person's sense of who they are based upon group affiliations. For some children, the way they feel about themselves and their social identities may sadly contribute to their vulnerability to depression, sadness, anxiety, anger, or any other negative emotions you can think of. And that's why knowing how to detect those feelings before you see any real indicators through their behavior is key for any parent and should really be a priority when it comes to kids' emotional and social development and mental health. The way an identity is formed in children follows us all the way through to adulthood, and children's belief system and its formation plays a crucial role in their entire life. In other words, we don't do what we can, we do what we believe we are. Your belief system is really part of your identity, and it's that invisible force behind your behavior and decision-making. Your beliefs can create a new reality, a new future, a new lifestyle, and beliefs can also destroy all of that. We are all controlled by our beliefs because we have wired our brains to think that those beliefs are our reality. And that is basically what a belief is, the strong feeling that something is right. Now, the way a belief is created is by finding lots of different references that support the assumption you have made in the first place. Over time, what happens is that the more references you find, the more right your assumption looks to you, and the more likely you are to create a new belief for yourself. When you associate this belief with emotions and emotionally loaded thoughts, you pretty much cement this belief in your everyday life. And gradually, your belief becomes deeply rooted in the way you go about the day and the way you think and behave. You are 100% persuaded, you are absolutely certain that what you think and observe is the way you think and observe, and you tend to comprehend things around you in a certain way. What's that way? It's the way that complies, that aligns with this belief. For example, when you start believing you're not capable of getting a promotion because you don't have enough experience, you start trying to find all sorts of arguments around you that can help support this belief of yours even further. Why do you do that? Simply because it's easier to support a deeply rooted belief of yours, one you've been brainwashing yourself with over months and years, than doubt this belief and look for something your mind is not used to thinking. Fear of the unknown kicks in and you become scared of the outcome. So you decide to stick with this belief even if it doesn't serve you anymore. And that's when a belief controls you and you don't control it anymore. Beliefs that can be deeply seated in our perception of our surroundings and the world are ideas like humans are superior species, or people are generally good, or unhealthy diets lead to multiple health issues. Let's work through an example together. Let's assume that growing up, you've started believing that fat in foods is going to basically turn into fat in your body. This belief of yours was enhanced by reference points. You were exposed to different ads and commercials highlighting the benefits of low-fat products and their use in successful diets. That reference was strengthened even more later on when models and celebrities who looked thin and fit and were praised for their good looks and body were promoting the low-fat diets, or when you saw some of your friends and relatives following a low-fat diet and losing a noticeable amount of weight. The more references you found over the years, the stronger your belief was, soon becoming a conviction that you really should avoid fat if you'd like to lose weight or even maintain your weight. But the problem is that belief of yours got you nowhere. In fact, you've tried again and again to go on a low-fat diet, but you couldn't maintain it, or you didn't see the anticipated results. What happened here? Why did this belief not serve your purpose? Was it the wrong belief? Was it not followed through correctly? Were you not entirely devoted to this belief, or were you not your true self? I'm sure you've all heard of limiting beliefs. And in reality, there are two types of beliefs. Our beliefs can be empowering, and our beliefs can be disempowering or limiting and become the reason for which you decide not to take risk, not take the next step in your life, stay safe, stay in your comfort zone. They're also often the root cause of negative emotions like feeling unworthy or lack of confidence. The way to make a change, though, is by questioning your beliefs, especially your disempowering ones. That normally happens by getting involved in something different that makes you question the way you think, live, feel, or behave. When a change happens and when your beliefs are questioned, you're more likely to experience a breakthrough, to go through a remarkable change. And that precisely is the moment when something you consider impossible becomes possible. Making breakthroughs is the most valuable experience you can have in life if you want to create an empowering future for yourself, built around your true desires. Strengthening your empowering beliefs, questioning your disempowering beliefs, and allowing yourself to make breakthroughs is pretty much the basis for accomplishment in life. Let's go back to our example where you strongly believe fat-rich products can increase your weight and you can only lose weight if you follow a low-fat diet. But that diet didn't actually help you. In fact, you saw little, if any, change in your weight and body. Now, what happens if you experience a different reality all of a sudden? Let's assume you've had enough, you're tired of seeing no results whatsoever, and you decide to take a different type of action. You decide to start researching a bit more and question what you already know. You're talking to nutritionists or athletes, and you buy all sorts of books on different diets, trying to understand the link between them all and whether it is indeed fat that keeps you from losing weight. All of a sudden, you come across research studies that indicate that the assumptions around fat in our diets are simply wrong, and that it is sugar instead that keeps you from losing weight. You dig deeper, you doubt your past belief more, and in fact, you find more references of people losing more weight and sustaining it for longer periods of time when they still have fat in their diets, but eliminate sugar from their diets in its different forms, cake, sweets, soft drinks, etc., etc. And as you dig deeper, you realize food alone will get you to a certain stage, but if you want a full transformation, you need to exercise consistently too. You are in front of a new reality on how you can tackle your dietary habits going forward. And in fact, you have changed your old belief into a new, more empowering belief. You used to have a limiting belief in which your everyday diet was not satisfactory. It was difficult to maintain. It was a big ask from you, and therefore no results were seen. As a result, you found yourself lacking motivation, thinking you will never be able to lose weight, lacking confidence and feeling like a failure or like you're not good enough. It was not that your standards were high necessarily, it was that your belief was limiting your options and was halting your progress. And it really was because you never questioned that belief enough in order to actually get to the point of success, the point of change. You now have a new belief instead that makes you feel hopeful again, makes you motivated to give your all in this new diet, makes you confident that this is it, this is the time for you, and you're now going to lose all the weight you've once wanted to lose but couldn't. Your energy has shifted from negative to positive. Your mindset has gotten stronger, and your focus is on the future and your potential rather than on your past failures. This new belief has in fact done much more than just giving you a new dietary option. It has transformed your whole perspective and has equipped you with a mindset of success and growth. And that's when change really happens. That's when success is the most likely outcome. Now, some of you take the above example pretty literally and say, that's nonsense. I've actually been on a low sugar diet, I've been on a low fat diet and many more, but nothing has actually worked. The diets just don't work. My issue is genetic or it's hormonal. To those of you who say that, I'll respond, I hear you. In fact, I've been there. I've had similar limiting beliefs myself. And the only thing I accomplished by staying true to them is staying stagnant, making no progress and turning my past into my future. And if that sounds like something you don't want to do, if you need a different tomorrow and desire a better future for yourself, then you need to reconsider. See, changing your beliefs and replacing your disempowering ones with empowering ones is much more, in fact, than just changing your options or, for the sake of the above example, the type of diet you follow. It means looking at what you resort to. What are the thoughts that are deeply seated in your head about the subject matter? What is your reality and how do you choose to explain things? Do you tend to blame yourself, others, your routine, your genetics? Do you tend to fear the outcome, get scared of the unknown? Do you tend to think everything you say or do and the way you feel every single day is a result of what has happened to you in the past? Question your beliefs. Question all of them, and especially those in areas of your life that you struggle making progress or don't feel happy. Ask yourself, have I tried everything? Have I explored every option? Have I fully understood the origin of my pain or my issue? What is really stopping me from going forward? Now, if you take something away from this episode, take this. The more you question any of your beliefs, the more you create doubt. And that's the first and most important way in changing one's beliefs, especially those that are disempowering and pull you backwards instead of pushing you forward in life. So, in order to make any lasting changes and live the life of your dreams, you need to recognize your beliefs first, you need to split them into empowering and disempowering beliefs, and you need to question those that are disempowering. Once you do that, it's key to act upon your questioning and actively replace your old disempowering beliefs with new empowering ones. If you truly want to transform your life, start by transforming what you believe in. Thank you for listening. Have a lovely week ahead and see you next week with a brand new bite-sized episode of Believe It, Pursue It.